Good morning, Westwood. Great to worship with you this morning. Great to see everybody here on this new year. Happy New Year. I haven't had the opportunity yet to say that to you. And I just wanted to introduce the service to you this morning. Our service will be a little bit different this morning. Last year, we had planned a prayer service. We typically plan prayer services during evening services, but we wanted to make sure that we were able to incorporate as many people in our prayer services as possible. So last year, we planned this particular prayer service for this morning, and it will be a combination of reciting scripture together and praying scripture and singing songs of praise and prayer to our Lord as we embark on another year. We're going to seek the Lord's favor. The scriptures say, unless the Lord builds the house, those that labor build in vain. And we want to see God's power and his authority in our lives manifest in some significant ways in this coming year. And so I just invite you to prepare your hearts and your minds as we go before the Lord in prayer. And I'm going to begin this morning in our time of prayer just basically by praying through some scripture. I would encourage you to incorporate this into your own personal devotional time as it induces just some good contemplation on the Word of God, and it also allows us to be able to pray God's heart for his people. And I'll begin by praying through some of Ephesians chapter 1 and then Revelation chapter 4, and Alan will lead us then in song. Let's pray together. Oh Lord Jesus, we bless you. We bless you, oh God and Father, because of Jesus Christ. Lord, you have blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, and we just acknowledge that we don't understand the fullness of that statement, but we rest and trust in that provision. Lord, we know that you chose us before the foundation of the world, and you chose us, Lord, that we should be holy and blameless before you. And we thank you that you have sanctified us through your Spirit. Lord, in love, you predestined us for adoption through Jesus Christ, according to the purposes of your will, and we praise you. We praise you for your glorious grace. Lord, the grace with which you have blessed us in yourself, you have manifest your love and affection to us, and we have become partakers of the divine nature. Thank you for a glorious provision of salvation. We praise you because in Jesus we have redemption through his blood. We have forgiveness of sin from our trespass according to the riches of Christ's grace. Lord, it is a grace that you have lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight by making known to us the mystery of your will, a grace that is according to your purpose in Christ. And so we thank you for your great and awesome plan of redemption. We thank you that you have united all things in Christ, things in heaven and things on earth. And we declare, holy, holy, holy are you, O Lord God Almighty, you who were and are and will be. You are worthy, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. May your name be praised in all times and especially now in our time of worship together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Church, if you would stand and we'll sing together. As we've seen, even in the events of just the past few days in our country, we can see that the world is broken, the shadows deepen, but we know that our God is holy and he is worthy. So let's sing together now.
Do you feel the world is broken?
We do.
Do you feel the shadows deepen? Is it good? who conquered the grave. He is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy?
Please have a seat. And as you've noticed, most Sundays we will have a personal time of personal confession. We will continue to do that this Sunday. During our time of meditation, I'll pray for us, and then we will have a song in which you can pray through. The words are powerful. Quietly meditate, reflect. If there's any sin that you've not brought to the throne of God, anything you've thought, said, or done that has dishonored him throughout this last week or so, if you've not brought that, this would be the time to do that. And he is faithful to forgive. So let's pray, brothers, sisters. Lord, we come to you this morning and we confess our sins. Those things that we've thought, said, or done that have been unrighteous, that have brought dishonor to you, your name, to the church, Father. We ask that you have mercy on us according to your steadfast love. Lord, that you would remove our transgressions, and Lord, that you would wash us from iniquity and cleanse us from our sin. In confession to you, we pray for your extended hand of mercy and cleansing on us, that we might love Jesus Christ, our King, our Savior, your Son, more deeply. And Father, I pray that right now you would just help us, convict us where needed, to hate our sin, where we run to our sin. Lord, we run to idols. Father, would you help convict us? Lord, encourage us through the power of your Spirit to love you more. We pray that you would answer our prayers, that you might be glorified through our Savior, just as you've promised. You are good, and it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Thank you.
lifted me out of the mud. His own hand secured me. The Lord is my help. I will not be confounded. So I have focused my face like a flint. I'll not be ashamed. Lord, I come just as I am, without one plea, but that your blood was shed for me. Just as I am, without one plea, but that your blood was shed for me. Days that remain in my life, Lord, let me serve you. While there is breath on my lips, I would proclaim you. I long for your return. I long to see you face to face. To join the eternal song, communion of all the saints. Lord, I come just as I am, without one plea, but that your blood was shed for. Just as I am, without one plea, but that your blood was shed for me.
I was dying, and my whole life came before me, and I didn't say to the Lord, I'm a preacher, I've preached to many people. I said, oh Lord, I'm a sinner, I still need your forgiveness, I still need the cross.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that your blood was shed for me. Just as I am, without one plea, but that your blood was shed for me.
Finish out our time of personal confession with two passages of assurance of pardon, one from 1 John and one from Psalm. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Psalm chapter 20 is, as for you, O Lord, you will not restrain your mercy from me. Your steadfast love and your faithfulness will ever preserve me. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for being faithful to forgive. Lord, we thank you for the good news of these passages that your steadfast love will preserve us, will sustain us. We pray that you would rescue us each day from the pit of our own self-sufficiency, from the idols that we run after. May we look to Jesus Christ, our rock, our Redeemer, in times of sorrow and in times of peace, and until the day comes when faith becomes sight and all is well with our souls. It's in Jesus Christ, our King's name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Confession and repentance are gifts that God has given us to be able to come to Him and to confess our sins and be forgiven. If you would please stand, we can now sing of this God who is for us, and if He is for us, nothing can be against us.
We'd like to take a few minutes and pray and lift up to the Lord the nation and our government. So if you would pray with me. Father God, we come to you today, Lord, and just want to lift up this nation to you, Lord. I just want to begin by bringing our president to you, Lord, our vice president, the justices, the House of Representatives, Lord, the Senate, and all of the incoming leaders as well, Father. All the way down to the local government, Lord, our governor, our state representatives here, and of course our mayor, Lord, we submit all of them to you and ask, Lord, that you would have your way with them. Father, there's no better way for this nation to be led than by leaders that love you and will put you first. And so I just pray that this morning, Lord. Father, there's really no way around it. You know us, and you understand our flaws as a nation, Lord. And we ask you, if you would strengthen us, Lord, turn our weaknesses into strengths. And though we don't deserve it, Father, we ask for your grace and your mercy. Lord, it's difficult to pray for our nation and not think of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, where you talk about us coming before you humbly in prayer, seeking your face. Lord, that's what we're doing today, turning from our wicked ways. Lord, it says there that you will hear us from heaven and will forgive sin and will heal the land. Lord, we come to you humble. We know that you are sovereign and you are the answer to everything, Lord. We seek your face. We ask you to just empower us to turn from sin as a nation. Lord, we trust this country to your care. We thank you for your sovereign hand and how you are at work in this country. Lord, we know you are our King. Father, we pray today that you would touch the hearts of our nation's leaders. I pray, Lord, that you would, that they would know you, that they would submit to you, that, Father, they would live for you in every area of their lives. Father, I pray that they would lead from their knees and bow before your throne. Would you please give them wisdom and to know what is right and the courage to do it? Lord, also, we need men and women that will honor you, that will trust you and lead us back to you, Father. And so we just pray for those leaders that are not leaders yet but are being risen up. And Lord, we lift them to you and say, take them, Lord. Use them. Use their gifts that your Holy Spirit empowers them with. And I pray, Lord, that it would change our country because they put you first. So we pray for servant leaders who love the things that you love and care more about others than they do themselves. Father, as a nation, would you help us to desire righteousness? Would you help us to mirror Jesus? Father, you've been so faithful to us. You've exercised nothing but fairness and faithfulness to this country. And we have even turned our backs on you, Lord, and yet you have not forgotten us. We praise you for that. We're comforted by the knowledge that you alone are our Savior and Lord and the ultimate master of life. Remind us, Lord, not to get caught up in the drama of it all, that we might forget that you are in control. Lord, we want your will to be done. And as Christians, Lord, as a church, we ask you to break our hearts, align our hearts in a way with you that you could use us to impact the world around us for your kingdom. Lord, we lift all these things up to you, and we praise your name today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
And church, my apologies. You can be seated. I was supposed to do that. Sorry.
Say amen to Jeff's prayer. Let's plead before the Father now as a faith family, for this faith family, for those in this city and our nation and around the world. Let's pray to God. God, our Father, you, creator of all things, creator of heaven and earth, the amazing majesty that is owed you, the glory that is owed you from our lips, Father. You spoke the world into existence, and we come to you now just to bow before you because you are our rock and our defender, our deliverer, and our fortress and strength. You alone are worthy of praise, and nothing is too difficult for you or impossible for you to do. Your ways, Father, are perfect, for they are just. wise and holy, and they are honorable. There is no shadow of turning in you, Father, and you are sovereign over all things. And so, Father, the prayer of petition this morning for this Westwood Faith family is given in light of the fact that you alone are worthy to move. And if you would be so pleased, Father, we pray these things, that these who are online listening now and those here in this room would not embrace worldliness, that they would not love the world nor the things that are in the world, for they are passing away. But God, I pray for a hedge about this faith family, that they would be unstained from the world, but would love the pure and undefiled religion which James talks about, that ministers to the widows and the orphans in their distress, and that we would not be caught up in the world's affairs so that we become like the world. I pray, God, you'd answer this prayer, Lord. I plead with you. I pray that we would love your word, that we would love to walk in holiness, that we would love to spend time with you in prayer, that would be a priority in our lives, to commune with you, Heavenly Father, to be changed by you, not to come with our list of things and things that we want, but to come just to spend time with you. May that be our priority this year. And may we also love our enemies. Your word tells us to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. So would you help us, Lord, to be that kind of child? We are adopted sons and daughters of the great high King. We want to imitate you, Father. So help us to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as Christ has forgiven us. I pray that we would hate sin, that we would hate vain thoughts. God, remembering in your word that you destroyed this earth because of the intentions of men's and women's hearts were continually evil. So God, would you protect our hearts and our minds from evil thoughts, from vain things, from iniquity, that we would despise the crooked ways of the world and those things around us, Father, that would cause us to lead mediocre Christian lives that are a form of godliness, but without your power, Father. So pray for you to come in power among those who can hear my voice this day, that they would not live life in the flesh, but they would live it submitting to the power of the Holy Spirit in their lives. To know you in such a way that we can praise you as we did in that song we sang earlier, and blessing and honor and glory all to the King of heaven, that we would live that way. Revive our hearts, Father, every day. We don't need a revival service, Father. We can have it right now in the pew where people sit, and at home, Lord, where they sit on their couch. Revive our hearts, God, to sing your praise, to let the Bible be the center of everything, not the electronic devices that we have, Lord, not the things that are going on in the world, but we would be centered on your word, that it would be a plumb line in our lives, that we might check how we are living, God, according to your word, that we would reverence you and fear you, that we would be able to discern your will, your perfect will, God, that you have for our lives, that we would believe the Bible every day and the gospel truths, that for those who trust in Christ for a righteousness that's not their own, that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord, Father. Thank you for the gift of the gospel. May we believe it every day. Make us people of prayer. Your word says the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man avails much. So, God, again, I pray for, let our priority be to spend time with you on our knees this year, that we might see you move and you change hearts and you direct us, Lord, to a way that we live a life that's glorious to you, that we would love, God. I pray for love to be preeminent in our lives, that our hearts would love one another, that we would love one another in this room and those who are part of this faith family at home in such a way that the world would look and just be amazed at what Jesus can do in a life. And God, we'd be desperate every day and hunger and thirst for righteousness. We need you, God, to do that in our lives. We have this fleshly flesh on, God, that wants to drag us down. Help us, Father. You have defeated it. You are our victory, Jesus. Help us, through the power of your Spirit, to hunger and thirst for righteousness and to live in such a way that we astonish the world by how we live and love Jesus. So I pray, God, as I finish praying for these people, that they would look high to Jesus this year, walk low in humility, and dwell deep in your word, that you would do a mighty work and that you would change us and conform us into the image of Jesus. And I pray for our leaders, Father, for Dave and Ben and Alan and Corey and Christian, and those who are part of this faith family, God, who lead our deacons and our elders. And I pray, Father, for those future leaders, Father, that you would help them, that you would set a hedge about them and their wives and their families and their children, that they would be above reproach, Father, that they would be hospitable, they would be temperate, they would be prudent, that they would be able to teach, they would be uncontentious, they would be gentle, they would be merciful, they would be peacemakers. Father, they would be broken over their sins every day and repent and walk in the way that honors you, Father. Would you raise up young men like that, Father, who can lead this church for another generation? And wives alongside of them, Father, who can help them and meet their needs and help them, Lord, along the paths of life and to live in a way that brings glory and honor to you, Father. I pray that they would ultimately, more than anything, be men of prayer, that they would spend hours, Father, that we would spend hours, Father, in prayer, that we might be models for a faith family, God, that decides, that knows that they need to be used and be changed in order to change the world for Jesus' sake, that you would be preeminent in our lives, Father, as leaders. I pray, Father, for the equipping of this faith family to do the work of the ministry, that they would be mature in all ways in the faith, and there would be a unity here that would be so amazing, Father, there would be no disputes, it would just be love. And God, I pray that for the churches in this community, the churches that are yet to be established in this community, in this country and around the world, Father, that the faith families of those churches would be equipped to be mature in the faith. To help us, God, I pray, Lord, that you would help the church around the world to see what we ought to be, because every Sunday your word is divided rightly in the pulpit and your gospel is taught clearly, so that you will channel us and lead us and lead the children who call upon your name to live holy lives, to be complete in Christ, to live lives in such a way that our neighbors and our families will know we believe that Jesus is real and that he's alive and that he changes lives. So, Father, do these things in our lives. Equip us, Father. Mature us to bring fruit, Lord. We don't want to bring just fruit, God. We want to bring much fruit for your glory's sake, I pray, God. And may it be done. Lord, I pray, I plead with you to answer this prayer, Father, even now among us, that we could sing glory and honor and praise to you and live lives before a watching world and be walking around worship services, that the world will know that Jesus makes a difference in lives. I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. We believe in a God who answers prayer at Westwood. And now you have an opportunity, those of you who are here and those of you who are listening online. Online, you have the opportunity to type in your prayer request. Here, would you all just take one of these out of the pew in front of you and grab a pen? What we want you to do now, as Alan leads us in a song, is to write a prayer request down. I pray that God, we believe in a God that moves and changes hearts and lives. Maybe there's somebody in your faith, in your family, that doesn't know Jesus. Maybe you pray for them. You pray for our country. Pray for this faith family, as I have, and the church abroad. And then we'll come back. I'll come back up and we'll pray. Thank you.
Church, let's stand and sing together.
where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb, the entrance sealed by heavy stone. Messiah still and all alone. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore. For endless days we will sing your praise. Oh Lord our God. And on the third, at break of dawn, the Son of Heaven rose again. Oh, trample death, where is your sting? The angels roar for Christ the King. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name. In robes of white, the blazing sun shall pierce the night, and I will rise among the saints, my gaze transfixed on Jesus' face.
You are welcome to leave these on the pew. You're welcome to hand them to me or Dave or any of the other leaders. Let's pray. Father, you are the Lord our God. We thank you that you are creator of heaven and earth, that all things are under your sovereign control. So, Father, I pray for these prayer requests, whether they were sent in online or whether they were written out here in this worship center. Would you answer them, Father? We know that you are God that answers prayer. I pray, Lord, that even if we've put things down amiss, we know that the Holy Spirit knows how to ask on our behalf and groan for us. So, Father, I groan this morning with the Spirit, Lord, knowing that many here may be suffering, God. So we weep with those who weep this morning to know that there's been loss. But we also, Father, rejoice with those who are rejoicing today because they may be praising the name of the Lord our God. So I pray, God, you know every heart and mind here. The hairs on our heads are numbered by you. We're thankful that you are a caring and blessed Father in heaven who looks upon his children and loves them in a way that we could never understand until we see you face to face, Jesus, someday. So I praise you. Thank you, Father, for answering prayer this day in the sight of those who are here online and, Father, around the world. Raise up your church, God. Raise up your church to take back ground that the enemy has obtained, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Church, let's continue our worship, but let's recite the Lord's Prayer together that we find in Matthew 6. So let's read this together from the screens. So here we go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And then we will now continue with a corporate confession as we will all read together. This will include some echoing from the prophet Habakkuk. So let's read this together now. We magnify your name, O God, for you alone are worthy to be praised. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for salvation. We declare by your power and grace that though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet we will rejoice in the Lord. We will take joy in the God of our salvation. You, God, our Lord, our strength, and our deliverer. And now we will close. We will call on the name of Jesus. And as we will sing, his name is beautiful, it is wonderful, and it is powerful. Let's sing together now.
What could separate us?
wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. Death could not hold you, the veil tore before you, you silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no
God. Well, I hope your soul has been filled with God's grace and goodness and strength as we have worshiped our King in spirit and in truth. And I'm going to close our service with a prayer from Numbers that the Lord might bless us. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. God bless you. You are loved.